Hi, and welcome to Getting to Code Faster with the redesigned Visual Studio Start Page. I'm Allison Buchholz-Au, a program manager on the VS team, and I'm here to give you a tour of everything that the Start Page has to offer. All right, so the first thing you've probably noticed about our new Start Page is the change in visual design and layout. It looks very different from Visual Studio 2015. Through our studies and user testing, we found that many of you gravitated toward the actions on the Start Page for things like recent projects, open project, and new project. You were focused on how you could get up and running quickly, and this new design aims to bring that to the forefront and help you get to your code faster than ever. You're likely looking at the recent section since it dominates this page, but I'm actually going to work in a slightly reversed order because the recent section has some items that will make more sense if we talk about the rest of the Start Page first. So with that, let's traverse over here to the far right. Developer news used to take up a large portion of the Start Page, but as you can see now, it's in its own collapsed column. You can expand the column if you'd like to look at the news, or collapse it if you want to add more real estate to your screen. Either way, this is a setting that will roam. If you leave it closed, it will stay closed on all installs, and if you open it, it will stay open on all installs. If you're worried you're going to miss some cool new article about a new feature we've introduced, don't worry. A badge will show up here if a new article appears while you have the column collapsed. Moving on, let's take a look at new project down here. Instead of just one way to create new project, as with our old Start Page, we actually have three ways. First, you could search for whatever project template you'd like. For example, I could search via language with C++, and as you can see, it gives me all templates that have C++ as the language, or I could search something more generic that's in the title or the project description, such as console. And as you see, it brings up all of the console apps, as well as Win32, which has console in its tooltip description. One thing to note with search is that it will only return results for templates that you already have installed. For example, I don't have the Xamarin workload installed, so if I were to type Xamarin, nothing shows up. However, if I were to go and install the Xamarin workload and then search for it, templates would appear. The next thing we have here is the recent templates. These will also roam from instance to instance. For example, on my work machine, I recently created a Win32 console application. This roams from one machine to another, provided you're signed in across all instances, in order to make it feel as if you're in one VS, no matter the hard machinery you're on. You can scroll through it to get a vast history of all of the projects you might have created in the past for easy access to create them. If you can't find what you're looking for between search and your recent templates, you can always click More Project Templates, which will bring up the old-fashioned New Project dialog that we know and love. From here, let's talk about open. Before, you could really only open solution or project. But as you see here, we've expanded these options for you. And they're really broken out into two categories: Checkout From, which represents remote projects, as well as these local solutions and folders here. We'll start with local. We've retained the ability to open project and solution that we knew from the previous Start Page, as well as brought in open website from the file menu. But open folder might be new to a lot of you. This is a brand new feature in 2017 that allows you to open folders of code rather than solutions of code. So for example, if I were to download a folder of code from the internet, I would be able to open that up, browse the files in a tree menu in Solution Explorer, and then actually edit those files. And you might be wondering, well, wouldn't it just all look the same? The fun of Visual Studio is that it has IntelliSense and completion and colorizing. But we've got great news. With TextMate bundles, over 30 languages have basic colorization and completion. So things like Python, Go, and Swift are all supported here. If you're interested in TextMate bundles, be sure to check out the link that I've got later. All right, so let's talk about the remote section, or Checkout From. As you see here, we have Visual Studio Team Services. And if you click on it, we have a brand new dialog that lets you connect to and clone a project from your VSTS account. As you see here, I'm signed in with my work account. And as it's loading, we can see all of the different team projects and accounts that I have personal access to. If I know exactly what repository I'm looking for example, maybe there's some testing repository I'm looking for, I can filter it and just see the repositories that are available to me here. Or if I decide to browse and I'm not sure, I can open up each of these nodes and explore more deeply. So we also see that GitHub is here, and that's because this area is fully extensible to all third-party source control providers, and GitHub happens to be one of the first to take advantage of this. So if you're a GitHub user and you install the extension, you can easily clone from GitHub right from the start page via this entry point. So finally, you'll see that the reasons list supports a variety of items, or code containers as we like to call them. So in this sample, down in yesterday, you see that we have a solution or project as denoted by the classic icon that we've all come to expect. Higher up, we've got folders that represent literally folders of code. So these were samples that I was working on for Python for VS. And as we click on any of these, it will simply open a folder of code in Solution Explorer that we can explore. But most interestingly is perhaps this pinned one that has an icon that you probably haven't seen before. This is what we like to call a roaming remote item. What's important to understand about this item is that it's not currently local. Rather, it points to a project that's hosted in the cloud, for example, on VSTS or GitHub. To make this a little more concrete, let's take this first item. Create in VSO is a repository I cloned on my work laptop. After working on it there, I decided to move to this machine that we're currently looking at. Because I share one personalization account, VS roamed this item for me so that I can easily clone it to this machine and start working. So if I click on it, you'll notice it launches a clone dialog. It tells me where it's cloning from, what remote path it's associated with, which authentication account I want to use for it, and where I actually want to put it on this machine. If I click clone, it would pull it down from the cloud, open up this project for me, and allow me to start working quickly. If you're often setting up new machines or switching between them, this feature is meant to help you resume work quickly as remote projects persist in the MRU and give you a quick way to check out the projects that you were working on last, regardless of the machine that you were working on. So that concludes our tour of the 2017 Start Page with Visual Studio. If you're interested in more about TextMate support or extending the packages, please check out the link provided. As well, download Visual Studio 2017 and check out all the new features that we've built for you. As you're exploring it, be sure to submit feedback either at Developer Community, where you can engage with our teams as well as other developers, or through the feedback button in the top right corner of VS. As well, be sure to check out all the other release videos detailing all of the awesome features that we've built for you in Visual Studio 2017.